Now we're going to add a little more rhythm to propel it along to the next chord by hitting the right hand on beat 4. And we can add a little bit of groove in the left hand as well. This is what we're going to build up to. 1, 2, 3, 4. Forget the extra kind of groove notes in your left hand. We're going to add those back in a second. So now we need to really be aware of this grid of 4 beats or quarter notes if you're a reader, and we really need to start thinking about where on that grid each hand is going to play something. So it's going to be hands together on beat 1, the bass note and the chord, 1, 2, 3, and then it's just going to be the chord, so just the right hand on the beat 4. So 1, 2, 3, 4, like that. And then we repeat that on each chord. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. I recommend trying to count that as you play and keep that counting as even as you can. Then to add a bit more groove, we can add some left hand notes in between those beats. So to count in between the beats as well, we're going to say this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. And all I'm doing is putting an and exactly halfway in between the beat. And now that's our new grid where we can kind of pinpoint where each hand is going to play something. That's eighth notes if you're a reader, or quavers as we also say. We're going to add a little bit more rhythm by bouncing off the left hand root note either side of the beat 4, so either side of that chord hit in the right hand, like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. So it's the and after 3, and then the and after 4 as well. 4, like that. Keep your wrists nice and loose so you can play kind of percussively. Practice that on one chord, and then you can practice changing chords as well. So it'll sound like this. 1, 2, 3. Remember, my hands are doing the same thing on each new position. And the cool thing is we can kind of vary that and give it a bit more feel by sometimes leaving some of those ands out, or sometimes not doing them at all. So we could just use the and before the 4, or maybe just use the and after the 4 to give it a bit of variety. And you can decide on that using your ears and what sounds best for the music you're playing. So you could just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, leave out the last and, or you could also go 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, or just put an and in between the 4 and the next one, and you can play around with that and have some variety between chords.